Hello everyone, welcome to the Mondas podcast, hope you're good. If you want to check me out on Twitter, it's at TheIntod82. So normally I'm very positive about stuff when it comes to Doctor Who, especially about the classic era and stuff. There's a few rubbishy episodes here and there, of course there is. But I'm going to do my three worst of the modern era in this podcast. So that's 2005 onwards. I mean, there's been countless brilliant ones, but you know, there's got to be the odd rubbish one, and here we go. So in at number one is Love and Monsters. I know it's a divisive episode and some people love it, but I think it's rubbish and there's just nothing endearing about it. Mark Warren's a brilliant actor, big fan of him, and just what are they doing in this? I don't mind episodes without a doctor in. It doesn't bother us at all. It's worked obviously in other instances, but it's just terrible. And Peter Kay, I went off Peter Kay after he went a bit up himself, didn't he, after he got too famous. And then when he was in this, it was just terrible. Oh, it was just painful. It felt like a weird parody fan episode of, it just wasn't Doctor Who for me. And yeah, I just I don't get why people enjoy it. Maybe it's because it's so bad, it's good. It's one of them sort of things, a bit like Die Another Day, you know, the James Bond film. So Love and Monsters, I kind of think anything there's a baddie made out of that was created by a Blue Peter thing, it was a mess. So Love and Monsters, and I can't say anything positive, I'm sorry. Next one, which is a big thing to admit, I had this on recorded and I actually started forward and skipping through because it was that bad, and it is Rings of Akatan. I remember going out on the Saturday night and come back in, and it wasn't nothing, I wasn't drunk or anything like that when I got back in, thought, oh, I really want to watch this episode. It was quite early in the run as well, so put it on, headphones on, loving it, you know, thinking brilliant, and it was just terrible. Oh, what was happening there? Who put, you know, singing children, and it was just, it was awful. I don't know what the point of it was, and I mean, because Clara was, I quite like Clara and stuff like that, but it's just, all I can remember is just something to do with that guy who did The Snowman's Daughter or something singing in it, and just, it was, I don't know if it was just too happy at times, or there was a bike I remember it was a mess. Yeah, that's the only Doctor Who, modern Doctor Who, ever forwarded or wanted it to hurry up, because it was that bad. The third one, I mean, obviously Fear Her gets a notable mention just because the Olympics thing and the really bad child actress in it, but that'll be a bit obvious. But I'm going with the Slitheen two-parter in the first series. I think it was episode 4 and 5. That was just a step too far for me, with the old trumping aliens and stuff like that. And yeah, it had it had the guy out of Teachers in, I'm trying to think of his name, Navin Chowdhury. Yeah, Navin Chowdhury was in it, and I thought, oh, brilliant, you know, it's gonna be good. And just it was a misstep. I think it was when they were trying to find the tone of the show, and they missed the tone completely on it. Sadly, it just didn't get it quite right. They were trying to find out where they were going to be in terms of humour, and it was a misstep for me, a big misstep. But you know, they readjusted it in the next season and stuff like that. But yeah, Slitheen were a big misstep for me, and I just thought the whole episode was just quite cringy. And it's not one I revisit anyway. So, but no, in terms of 11 years now of New Who and stuff like that, if I can only pick out three that are really crap, And, you know, there's some lukewarm ones, of course there is, but that's pretty good, you know. But yeah, so thanks very much for listening. See you soon. Bye.
Mundus podcast.